number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and this is my amazing Voice America Hour Talk Radio coming to you live. And for those of you that aren't able to hear the show live, we are coming to you in many, many different ways. iTunes, streaming over the internet, multiple replays, and much more. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And you all named the show, and ever since then, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And, you know, that's part of what today's conversation is about. You know, what happens when we have an amazing idea, quantum idea, and it takes on a life of its own? Well, does it do that, or are there people in the background making things happen, making the arms of the machine move? Well, today's show is about that and much more. If you like What the Bleep Do We Know, you're going to love today's show. I'm here with Jim Kasich, and many of you have heard me talk about Jim, have heard me talk about Ageless Secret, but let me just tell you a little bit about him. You know, he is someone, from my perspective, that loves to explore, that loves to create, and loves to help people live and be the best they could be. He's written a new script for the whole anti-aging movement. And as president and chief technologist of Kaz Enterprises, he has advanced new ideas connecting Eastern medical bioenergy technologies with Western DNA science. And if it doesn't get any more quantum than that, I don't know what does. But Ageless Secret, the Ageless Secret technology, was developed by Jim. Today's show, you're going to be hearing some of the truths, some of the myths, and some of the changes that you could make in this incredible show that has to do with quantum physics and, more importantly, quantum leaping. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, this is a great conversation, and definitely people have heard about the movie What the Bleep. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's my pleasure to be here.
So, you know, there are many, many things we could look at. Let's start the conversation by sharing with our listeners a little bit of how you got involved in anti-aging and what you discovered.
Well, what I was looking for, what really intrigued me were several things in the universe, and one of them was this concept of catalyst chemistry, and nobody really understands what it is and how it works, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. A catalyst is something that's inert, like a metal or something like that, that's not used up, and when it's used with a chemical reaction, it makes the chemical reaction go faster. If it's not used up, it does not become part of the end product. So somehow it's adding energy to that reaction, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. How can this be happening? And, you know, in chemistry they have some theories, and they say what happens is you have your ingredient A and ingredient B, and they combine together, and in the presence of the catalyst, they're raised to a higher level of energy. It forms an what they call an activated complex with the energy from the catalyst, and that's really cool, and it makes the reaction go faster. But where is that energy coming from? What is that energy? You know, and that was one of the things that intrigued me. And I was looking to make products that would benefit people at a much better level than what was currently available. And I was like, wow, if I could learn how to harness this kind of energy, these secrets of this catalyst chemistry, well, this could be tremendous. And I started looking at it from a quantum perspective, and I remembered reading that all matter is appearing and disappearing from the unified field. It's actually flashing on and off. Much like a light bulb, when we look at a light bulb, we think it's on all the time, but mm-hmm. It's actually flashing very fast and we can't see it. So the same idea is with the matter. All matter is actually appearing and disappearing from the unified field. Well, that's pretty simple to understand. But then the next part that's really wild is that according to quantum physics, it's appearing and disappearing in a random manner, because they want to have infinite, what they call infinite degrees of freedom when they're doing their equations. And so it's understandable when you're doing those kind of calculus equations that you want to be able to have this in order to make the equations work. And so they come up with this assumption of infinite possibilities and that it's random. But I said, you know, that just doesn't make sense to me. So I looked around in nature to see if there were any examples that might show that this law might be proven to be more of an assumption. And lo and behold, in chemistry, there's what they call the miscibility of liquids, which is absolutely mind-blowing. It kind of says that two pieces of matter can occupy the same space at the same time. Now, I remember when I was learning this in school, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. But the professors would say, well, you know, what's happening here? You can take a pint of water and a pint of pure alcohol, and when they're combined together, you'll always get less than 2 pints. Now, that's a powerful example.
That's an amazing example. And, you know, do we even understand how that works, really?
And so what happened is what the explanation that they gave was that, well, what you've got here is you've got the molecules of each one fitting together, allowing each other to fit in between. And I'm like, well, where's the space in between? And then the other thing that they say, well, one dissolves into the other. Well, these are examples a third grader might accept, but dissolving does not necessarily mean that the volume is going to be less, because in chemistry they have these things they call volumetric flasks, where you weigh out an ingredient and you put it in the volumetric flask, and then you bring it up to what they call QS, quantity sufficient, with liquid up to the mark. And so that's allowing for that displacement that's occurring with the material that you just put in that flask, so that you don't over-dilute it. Let's say, for instance, you wanted to make a quart of something. You don't just add a whole quart of water. You compensate for the fact that the material is there that you just put in, which is going to be dissolved. Say, for instance, it was salt, which, you know, is highly soluble. It's going to be completely dissolved, but it's still taking up space.
So, you know, when we look at all of this, what does this mean in the context of how we live our lives?
Well, what I'm trying to do here is to show people that this is an interesting phenomenon that's occurring here. You've got a situation where you've got two pieces of matter occupying the same space at the same time, and it shows that there could be something different. It allowed me to be able to say, you know what, I could make a product that would allow me to interact with matter when it's in the unified field. It's appearing and disappearing from the unified field. Since if it was appearing in a random fashion, I wouldn't be able to have any consistency, no quality control, no way to be able to have the kind of consistency that I wanted to make the kind of quality products that I wanted. And with this, it showed me that, wow, there might be a possibility here that I could actually come up with a way to interact with matter when it's in the unified field and add more energy to it. And Dr. Pat, the value in doing this to people, the value of doing this, is that it allows me to be able to energize ingredients and use very, very tiny amounts of them, so that when I make a product, I can have superior properties. For instance, with a skincare product, the amount of materials that I use are very, very tiny because they're so highly energized. And they leave no residue. They're not sticky. They're not greasy. They're not oily. They have no fragrance. It's just a wonderful way to enhance the properties of the finished product.
Well, and you know, this is what I love about these shows, Jim, because you know, part of this is, you know, watching the sciences kind of, you know, slowly move by us, or quickly, or however you view that. But someone like yourself that's able to look at the sciences and say, you know, this has an amazing application, an application that I could use to help people. And that's what today is about. That's what we're really talking about in many, many ways. The discovery that you made. I mean, when you discovered this, when you decided, okay, wow, this is something that could have phenomenal results, what was the next step like for you?
Well, it was many, many, many years of experiments.
I bet.
And because there is there's no textbook saying, well, this is how you're going to do this.
No, certainly if you're the first to do it, there's no textbook.
Right, and of course that's the fun part of it when you're a scientist. But it takes a lot of patience. It's many years of experiments. And one of the things that I found was when you're trying to make something that's going to be put on the human body, a lot of it has to do with the fact that the body does have its own energy field and it has its own systems. And so if you're going to make a skincare product or a hair care product, I began to realize that it was important to do no harm to the body at any level. As I began to experiment with different substances that I was going to be energizing, I noticed that if I was going to succeed, the more I purified the ingredients, the higher the quality they were, and the healthier they were for the human body, the better the results that I saw when I went to test it. Because I used the human body as a biofeedback mechanism to guide me in my experiments.
Well, you know, Jim, you know, part of this is looking at the discoveries, you know, one scientific discovery that then leads to the creation of another discovery. I want everybody to know you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Jim Kazik joining me here today. You know, he is the founder, the creator of The Ageless Secret. I want to make sure that if you're following the show and you want to know more about that, you can go to the website, agelesssecret.com, agelesssecret.com. Today's show is, yeah, if you like What the Bleep Do We Know, you're going to love this show, because this is about the discoveries and the application of sciences and how we look at going to a place boldly where no one has gone before. That's what Jim is about. That's what he's doing. And so, you know, taking quantum theory, taking the laws that we're just now really learning about and applying them to everyday life for us to live vitalistically is what Jim is all about. You know, Jim, so, you know, part of this today is, you know, looking and exploring and sharing with our listeners what you've discovered, why Ageless Secret is so powerful, how it works, and beyond. We're going to be covering all of this today in the show, talking about how everyone out there can find out more about Ageless Secret in a way that you've never seen before. I mean, imagine having something that can actually stop the looks of anti-aging. Well, we're going to be talking to Jim about that and much more right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Let's take a short break. When we come back, have you ever thought about being able to have your skin become tighter as you actually age? Isn't that a quantum leap? Jim Kazik joining me here today on the show. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about exactly that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I am so thrilled to have Jim Kazik joining us here today. As I said before, he is the creator of The Ageless Secret. If you want to find out more about The Ageless Secret, you could go to the website, agelesssecret.com, agelesssecret.com, and find out what all of this is all about. But we're really talking today about the science. We're talking about the science that Jim used to create this and why Ageless Secret is so powerful, blowing the doors off of just about anything else that's out there. Jim, thank you for joining us today. Thank you. Thank you for joining the show today. I mean,
thank you again. It's my pleasure.
You know, let me just say this. I've been traveling. I go to many, many expos. I'm out into the world. I'm amongst many, many products that do many things for our skin. But it's very rare to find a particular single product that can really do what Ageless Secret does. And today we're talking about the science behind that so that everybody out there understands why this is so powerful, correct?
Yes, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into a little science here.
Okay, let's do it.
So the customers and you are seeing tremendous changes to your skin. You've seen some of the photos of my clients in their 60s. They defy their age. And I'm talking about not just that they look like they got a facelift. Their skin has a beautiful luster to it. It's silky smooth. and it has great suppleness and resiliency. These are characteristics of youthful skin. Now, these characteristics can be seen when we're young, and there's a theory about this called the structured water theory, that when we're young, we have an abundance of this structured water in our skin, and our elastin and our collagen are bathed in this structured water, and that's really what allows them to work very efficiently. And as we age, we lose this structured water, and in fact, the anti-aging theory is that we can actually die as a result of losing so much of our structured water. Eventually, death sets in.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, the signs that it's happening is the skin begins to wrinkle and sag and lose its elasticity. And so magnetism and electricity can create structured water. They can do that artificially, and there are many products out there today that people are drinking structured water to try to compensate for the fact that this may be happening to them. And stress destroys hexagonal water, so that's why adults lose it as they age. The more you live your life, the more you see, the more the things you do, and just the very fact of living itself seems to just wear down the body's ability to create the structured water. Well, one of the things that I've learned is that it appears that the body has its own electrical energy field, and that's the result of studying the work of Dr. Harold Burr from Yale University. From the 1920s to the 1940s, Dr. Burr and his colleagues at Yale, he was professor of life sciences at Yale, did 20 years of research using an ordinary voltmeter to measure the energy field of people, plants, and seeds. Now, Dr. Burr was a neuroanatomist, and he was looking for the reason why the nervous system forms and how it forms. And much to his astonishment, he found that there was this electrical field that preceded the development of the nervous system. He found that the field was primary. He found that the field guided the growth and development of the organisms. He was amazed, and I was amazed when I read his work. His book is called Blueprint for Immortality, believe it or not. And he self-published it, and it is available. People can purchase it on Amazon. It's really an interesting book if you're interested in science. Well, it shows that the body's electrical field is very important and to the growth and development of the organism. Well, just how does that work, and how does that relate to the structured water, and what does that have to do with Ageless Secret? Well, what it has to do is with the Ageless Secret, it turns out that by doing no harm to the body at any level and studying the connection between the mind-body connection, which I kind of learned about from studying the Eastern medicine theories and the DNA and connecting the two together, and how the body renews itself, and the acupuncture energy channels, that by doing no harm to the body at any of these levels, it turns out that when we made this product, that we were actually able to boost the energy of the body. We're actually able to boost the energy on the skin. And so I feel that one of the greatest discoveries in the history of skincare now is that, and we can prove it with the Ageless Secret, is that the energy in your skin determines how your skin looks and feels, and that's a result of your body's ability to create the structured water, the water of your youth, the water that you had when you were younger, that your collagen and elastin are bathed in. And when this structured water is constantly breaking down from structured to unstructured, and it's the ability of that water to flow through the cells, both structured and unstructured, that causes like a turbine movement through the cells, almost like a waterfall going over a turbine and creating energy and electricity in the cells that energizes them. And so when you use the Ageless Secret and you spray it on your skin, bang, you see an improvement in the skin elasticity immediately as a result of this increase in electricity.
Yeah, there's actually no question about that. And, you know, I was pretty skeptical when I first met you about that. And, you know, basically what you said is, here, I'm going to send you some of this, and I want you to do a test. And, you know, the test that I did, even being skeptical about it, Jim, there's nothing more powerful than actually doing a little mini experiment. And so for those of you listening to the show, I mean, everything we're talking about here has to do with both science and both the experience that people are having. And, you know, for myself, you know, when I did the elasticity test for myself, it was, I believe, as you and I talked about, a 50% shift in the elasticity of my skin on my hand.
Right. And it is possible to improve the skin elasticity just by putting water on your skin. It is possible to improve the skin elasticity by putting oily substances on your skin and lubricating it. But they don't improve it at the same level. You don't see the same amount of change, the large amount of change that you can see with the Ageless Secret. And the amazing thing is that there's no sticky, greasy, oily residue. It's water-based. And it's being done with the electricity. And then we also developed, and the science I'm talking about here, the Ageless Secret is validating my theories. I mean, it wouldn't be working if my theories didn't have some kind of credibility to them.
No kidding. I mean, you know, it's kind of like just making a statement that really doesn't have any validity or information or data to back it up, pretty much.
Right. And so when they're using the Ageless Secret, they're seeing the women are seeing incredible changes to their skin, and they're seeing that. I mean, they've got women in their 60s that just have skin that looks like, you know, that they were in their 30s. It's just absolutely spectacular, and it's not the product that's really doing the renewal part. The body is doing that. It's just that the Ageless Secret is enhancing the body's ability to create this water of youth that allows for the cells to function the way that they did when they were young.
So when we look at this, Jim, I mean, this has got to be an amazing breakthrough for you. And, you know, people can go to your website to look and see examples of this. What is it about the Ageless Secret that sets it apart from all of the oils, all of the other waters? I mean, what is it in the way that you formulated this? How did you get your scientific theory to be bundled in a way that created a product such as the Ageless Secret? You know, it's one thing to have a scientific theory, and we all know that, right? It's another thing then to make that scientific theory come to reality. How many years were you working on this?
About 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you a lot of things that don't work. And I can tell you a lot of things that produce marginal results, but it was really interesting that finally the combination of MSM, aloe, and trace minerals gave me, you know, the high impact that I was looking for. And I used niacin, cayenne pepper, horseshoe woe, and helichrysum. Now, originally, I had those in the formula as ingredients. And I didn't like the properties of it, and I kept trying to find a way to bring their benefits into the MSM aloe and trace minerals, and that's what my challenge was, trying to find out how to do that, to transfer the energy of those ingredients into the MSM aloe and trace minerals, and that meant I had to find a way to work with the matter while it was in the unified field. And that's what brought me into the realm of the quantum physics.
Well, quantum physics, I mean, you know, and actually what we're talking about then is quantum anti-aging, aren't we?
Well, yeah, it's taking a quantum leap, that's for sure.
you know, we're going to talk more about how this works and why this is important, but let's touch on this for a minute, because sometimes when you talk about science, people get like, oh, my gosh, what the heck might be in this thing? And I think we really need to stop for a minute here and let people know that this is all natural.
Yes, it's all natural. I mean, the whole idea was doing no harm to the body at any level. And all the ingredients that are used, really the only thing that's in there now is super purified water, MSM that's been purified many times, aloe that's been purified many times, and trace minerals that's been purified many times during our multi-step manufacturing process. These are all things that people take internally in large amounts to enhance their health. And I believe, you know, if you can't put it on your skin, you know, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin. So that's what this is all about. You know, it's so safe that when I actually, it's a spray, and it's actually when I spray it at my face and I demo it at expos, I'll actually spray it at my eyes with my eyes open to show people it doesn't burn or sting. And the eyes are very sensitive. Many times experimenters will use the eyes to show toxicity levels. And so, you know, I'm not crazy. I know what I'm doing. And in reality, I'm not going to tell people that the Ageless Secret improves my eyesight by itself, because I do take a lot of other nutrients, but I can tell you this, that I get my eyes checked pretty frequently. I wear contact lenses, and my eyesight is improving.
Well, we're going to talk about that and much more today. Joining me on the show, Jim Kasich. He is the founder, creator of A Ageless Secret. And so, you know, wow. How do you explain the holy grail of quantum theory? The double slit experiment. Wow. I just had this conversation this week, and are you ready to take a quantum leap? We'll be right back with the show, and you'll have the opportunity to do that. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about us, if you want to find out more about our show, please check it out. Go to www.thedrpatshow.com. If you missed any part of today's show, guess what? We'll have this archive up very, very soon. Today, I am thrilled to have Jim Kasich joining me here today. Jim, as I mentioned earlier, he is the man behind the Ageless Secret, so to speak. So, you know, we love to have the conversation. We've done a series of shows with Jim, and all of those are on the Dr. Pat Show website, and all about anti-aging from very different perspectives. Today's show is about the science behind it and what Jim has discovered. And so, Jim, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for coming here and having this conversation with all of us. And as I said before the break, you know, you have some new ideas about the holy grail of quantum theory and the double slit experiment. So let's talk about that. And there is an important part of this, why this is important to anti-aging and the anti-aging movement. There aren't many people that are talking about this quite the way that you are.
Right, I look at it from a different perspective. I'm looking at it, but the idea of energy, and you know, Einstein. It's what we're looking at here now is people are familiar with Einstein's equation of E equals mc squared, and basically what it says is that energy and matter are related. Matter can be converted into energy, and energy can be converted into matter. Well. That means that all matter, earlier we had mentioned about matter appearing and disappearing from the unified field. And did you know that according to quantum physics, that the amount of energy that is actually within the matter is like more than 99%, that the matter that you're looking at is more than 99% this energy field? I mean, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
And so I look at it and I said, wow, that's incredible. So that means if you could interact with matter when it's in the unified field, you only need to make a very small change and you can have a huge change in the ingredients. And so that was the challenge. That's what really excited me, to try to find a way to do this. And so I'm looking at anti-aging from a different perspective, and the idea that this structured water that flows through the body, it can be recreated, the water of our youth, if we can find a way to enhance the energy in the skin and can bring it back to like it was when we were young again.
You know, so what does the double slit theory talk about?
Well, the double slit theory is really interesting. It's saying that almost like matter can change, and the experimenters, what they did was they actually have a plate, a metal plate, and they have a detector screen behind it. And one of the examples that can be seen on the Internet, which is really well done, is they have this little thing. They said, let's imagine we got a little marble machine. We're going to shoot some marbles at a single slit in a plate. And we bang, the marbles go through. They're solid particles. They go through the slit, and they produce a pattern behind the slit like you would expect, showing just one row. Now, if they put another slit in there, you've got a double slit, and then they get them spaced a little bit apart, and they shoot the marbles again, and you get what you'd expect. You see two lines showing where the marbles hit the screen, two separate lines. Now, if you do this with very small particles instead of like a marble, you get a totally different effect. And what they've done is they've used electrons, very small particles. And they shoot this electron at this at a single slit, and they get exactly what you'd expect. It looks like it did with the marbles. You get this line that's showing there. It's a little more diffuse looking. It's not. It wouldn't be quite as sharply defined, but it is. It shows us a one single line. You put two slits in, and lo and behold, it looks like the electrons are in two places at the same time, because instead of getting two lines where you'd expect it to be, you get a whole series of lines all over the place. And what they're saying is that what happens is when this electron hits these two slits, it seems to split apart, and it acts more like a wave when it gets behind the screen, and it forms a wave pattern when it interferes with itself. These interference patterns produce lines on the screen. And a way to understand the way an interference pattern would look like is when, in fact, it's something that's being used today with holograms, believe it or not, Dr. Pat. And a simple example in the real world is if you had a calm body of water, like a pool, and you threw two stones in the pool, each one would produce circular ripples, and where they intersect is an interference pattern.
So when we look at that and we look at, you know, the way that works, you know, there are many implications, I think, that people can look at. What are the implications that you draw from that?
Well, there's more to it than that. What the other thing that's absolutely supposedly incredible is not only do they see these wave, what looks like it's a, you know, this electron has turned into a wave when you've done the two slits. If you put an observer in front of it to see which slit this electron is actually going through. Maybe it's going through one slit at one time, one slit at another time. The results now become different. You end up with results on the screen that look like you actually did shoot the electrons through each screen, through each slit separately. You end up with only two lines, just like you did with the marble.
And so when we think
amazing.
About this, it, you
it's
know,
amazing.
It's amazing breakthrough. And
well,
how
no,
do we...
that, I mean, that is the quantum, that is, that, and of course, that's what has the all the researchers baffled. Now, I have an explanation for this. They have no
okay.
explanation for why this happens. And what I think is going on here is that the matter is actually, when you have very, very small particles like this, what you're doing is you're getting to the point where, remember I said, and they know, and they say it too. I mean, I'm just repeating what they say in their own theories, that the matter is like 99% energy. So when you have a small particle like this, what you're doing is this is an experiment to show that it's mostly energy. And what I looked at when I saw the double slit experiment, I said, oh my God, what they've done here is they've actually created a way to show that when you put the two slits in, that the greatest part of the electron is going to behave like a wave, because all matter is energy and matter at the same time. It's appearing and disappearing from the unified field. Well, guess what? Energy is waves. So what they're doing is they're seeing the wave function of the particle when they put the two slits there. They've actually created an experiment to prove that the energy is there as a wave. And I kind of like think of it, to give an example in the real world, is if you look up at the sky in the daytime, bright sunlight, you do not see the stars. But if you take away the light and it gets dark, now you can see the stars. They're there all the time. They're shining all the time. You just can't see them when it's daylight. The wave energy is there all the time. You just can't see it until you get to the point where you've created an experiment where you can basically enhance the appearance of the wave. And that's what they're doing with the slits. So now what happens is that it's not that the particle has changed, it's that they've created an experiment that allows you to be able to prove that indeed it is mostly energy, which is waves. So now you've got the waves going through the slit. When the waves go through, they produce the interference pattern on the screen, proving, you know, and it almost looks like a hologram. What they've really done is created almost like a holographic pattern back there on that screen. Now, the really interesting thing, Dr. Patton, here's what you're really going to like, is why does the observer when the observer looks at this phenomena, change the electron from a wave back to a particle. It's because in order to observe the wave, you have to have sent out some kind of energy. And when that energy interferes with that, interacts with it, causes the interference pattern, guess what happens?
What?
The matter forms. The interference pattern that you're seeing on the screen behind is the result of little particles hitting the screen. When the electron is formed again in front of the screen, it's because the observer has changed the experiment by interacting with the energy wave and forming the particle back again.
Well, you know, this and much more is what we're going to talk about, because when we come back from break, Jim is going to share with us what the implications are from this. You know, what does this mean in terms of what we can learn about ourselves, what we can learn about our lives, and more importantly, what we can learn about longevity? We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, Jim Kasich in the house. He is the creator of Ageless Secret. Please go to the website, agelesssecret.com. Check it out. When we come back, how do we get this quantum interaction in a bottle of Ageless Secret? Stay tuned. We'll be right back to hear that story as well. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Jim Kasich joining us here today for a very different, a very special show on anti-aging. And, you know, why it's so important for us to blend science with our everyday lives. What are we discovering? What are the implications? And, Jim, thank you so much for joining us here today and, you know, sharing your perspective and the excitement you have for the implications for this, because it is about the science. And it's also about our lives. So I wanted to ask you from that perspective, you know, given what we've talked about today in the show, what are the implications for us in changing the way we live our lives or living our lives each day in the practical world?
Well, the quantum slit experiment, being able to change the wave, if I'm correct, the way they describe it in quantum physics is that, well, when the observer looks at that wave function in front of the slit, it collapses and then the electron reappears and it behaves as solid matter. In my estimation, it's actually the thought of the observer that has caused an interaction. An energy had to be sent out somehow to interacted with that wave, and it caused an interference pattern that then produced the particle back again. And so it means that our thoughts, what we desire, is very important in our world. And so it's important to keep our thoughts on love and gratitude, so that what we send out is what we'll get back to us. Because we are very powerful. We have the ability to actually influence matter when it's very small. And since everything in the body is made up of atoms and electrons and small particles, you are, in effect, very powerful at influencing the way that you're going to look and feel. And there are a number of examples of that with DNA. It has been shown by the HeartMath Institute that feelings of love, joy, and happiness, when they look at DNA, cause it to lengthen and to be. And when the DNA lengthens, then it can perform at optimum levels, and feelings of fear and feelings of resentment and feelings of hate actually cause it to shorten and close off the DNA and not allow it to function properly. So actually switch off the codes, and so you're no longer making the proper chemicals in your body. You're not making happy chemicals. So it's real important to pay attention to the thoughts that we have. And they actually can affect the mind-body connection.
You know, let's talk about that, because, you know, we've heard a lot about the thoughts that we have, and, you know, certainly what the belief do you know, and what the belief do we know, and the movie The Secret, and there's been just an entire flow of movies or articles or books coming out on our beliefs and our belief systems, and what is it that's most important about what we're learning from quantum theory? What's most important about that in terms of what we can manifest in our lives? I mean, is it in fact true that we could think ourselves to youth?
It certainly makes a big difference. There's no doubt about it. There are perfect examples of that, Dr. Pat. That's a good question, because some of the research that I had done to show me that the answer I was looking for originally was going to be found in the metaphysical and not in the physical, that is, you know, the non-physical, the energetic, was that there are examples of Tibetan monks who look incredible for their age, and they meditate for many hours a day. And it's like, okay, well, what's going on here? What are they doing? What is happening when they're doing this? And so I did learn what that mind-body connection was while they're having those thoughts. And from everything else that I've just gone through here on this show, it appears that they, by doing these meditations and keeping their bodies in good shape, they can enhance the electrical activity of their cells, which in turn helps to produce the body's ability to recreate structured water, the water of their youth, which allows for their, and the DNA is also bathed in this too. We don't get into that with the Ageless Secret because we're just dealing with the collagen and elastin and the stuff on the very surface of the skin. But it also affects the DNA too, and affects the cellular communication. So it's definitely the thoughts have a big impact. And there's another example of that Deepak Chopra gives in one of his books about quantum health, that there's two people going on a roller coaster ride, and one is looking forward to going on that ride with great anticipation and can't wait to get on that. And the other person says, you know, they have fear and they're kind of concerned about it. And so they both get in the car and they're going down, they're both going down the roller coaster. And the person who's looking forward to that ride with great joy and anticipation and enjoys every dip and turn, when they get off, they're going to have made a lot of chemicals that are happy chemicals that will help to have reversed their age. And the person that held on with white knuckles through the whole ride will actually have aged faster. They both experienced the same thing. It was the thoughts that made them different. It's the same thing with identical twins. They're identical in every way. Their DNA is identical. That's why they're identical. But they don't die at exactly the same time on the same day from the same cause. You'd think they would if their DNA is identical, but it's the thoughts that they have in relation to the experiences that they have in their lives that determine what happens to them.
Well, it makes me think about the white knuckle rides we have just getting to and from work, so to speak.
Well, right now, you know, with all the challenges people have with health and economy, it's very important to remain focused and realize that they are in control. They can control their thoughts. They can't necessarily control what happens to them, but they can control how they react to it.
Well, Jim, this has been a great show. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Jim Kazik, the creator of The Ageless Secret. Check out agelesssecret.com. You know, as we close the show, I wanted to ask you, you know, what is your personal message, Jim, for everyone today?
Well, I would, from a scientific perspective, I would say try to send yourself love, joy, and gratitude. Remember that all matter is created from the Creator itself. When the scientists get down to the very small particle sizes and they're looking at these waves, what they're actually looking at is getting right down to what the Creator is all about. And the experiment shows that you actually can influence the creation itself with your own thoughts, so it's important to keep your thoughts positive at all times. And if you're really interested in looking as young as you can and doing no harm to your body at any level, your very best choice is The Ageless Secret.
This is, Jim, again, an invitation for all of us to rethink our lives and shift and make that quantum leap. You know, quantum leap in the term that we've come to know has meant very, very large changes. And actually, the reality of this is a very small change but has a significant impact. And so I want to welcome everyone here that has listened to the show today. I want to invite you to, you know, check out agelesssecret.com. And as Jim said, you know, this is a time for us to hold nothing but the highest vibrational thoughts you can muster up in any given day. And then watch how your life does change. Jim, thank you so much for joining us on the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you all for tuning in and turning us on each and every week. We love chatting with you. And remember, you're just a thought away from your unlimited possibilities. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.